is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The FDA has just approved a brand new, less invasive option for detecting colon cancer. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
This requires only a blood sample. It's called Shield, and it's the first blood test approved by the FDA as a primary screening option for colorectal cancer in those 45 and older who are at average risk. Though it's hoped to provide more convenient screening than a colonoscopy, the New York Times reports it has a poor record of finding precancerous growths, and removing those can prevent cancer.
This morning, President Biden took the wraps off a plan to impose term limits on Supreme Court justices and an enforceable code of ethics. Constitutional scholar Stephen Rohde.
All federal judges on the circuit courts and on the district courts have ethical rules that bind them. The U.S. Supreme Court expects to police itself. Although they passed a code of conduct last November, it is voluntary.
The plan would also restrict presidential immunity. Mr. Biden's expected to reveal details at a stop in Texas today to mark the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. Iowa's six-week abortion ban takes effect today. Christy Judkins with Iowa Right to Life says her group will push for an even tougher ban.
We're going to work with our pro-life partners to look at life at conception legislatively.
Iowa's previous rule allowed abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. Northern California's Park Fire has now burned an area bigger than the size of L.A.
Start in there.
This man's among as many as 10,000 who've been forced from their homes.
I tried to outrun it. I wouldn't have got burned if I wouldn't have rolled down the window to look in the rearview mirror. I was right in the middle of it. I was trying to get it in reverse.
The man accused of setting the fire by pushing a flaming car down an embankment is scheduled for arraignment today. Not many people are lining up for those $5 meal deals. McDonald's has missed second quarter earnings and revenue estimates. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The reason is clear. Consumers have started to reduce the amount of money they spend in fast food restaurants because those prices have gone up by so much over the last few years.
A top U.S. gymnast is back. Correspondent Jamie Ukas is at the Olympics in Paris.
After a quick scare, four-time gold medalist Simone Biles powered through a calf injury to go on and stun audiences, posting top scores ahead of the finals later this week.
U.S. women's basketball takes on Japan today. S&P futures up 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A search continues for a pickup truck driver who crashed into the Silver Lake Motel in Kenosha County Saturday night. Despite efforts involving a dog and a drone, the suspect was able to run off. The bond for James Broatsman, a former Racine teacher accused of possessing illicit images of children, was reduced from $75,000 to $5,000 cash. A $45,000 signature bond was also part of the changes put in place Friday in connection with seven felony charges. It'll be hot and humid this week. There's a chance for rain pretty much every day through Friday. The latest coming up in the forecast. A motorcyclist crashed into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County, suffering a broken wrist and road rash. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited. There were no kids on the bus. And the city of Racine is offering a $100 incentive for people to participate in creating a comprehensive safety plan. Those who take an online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Churio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, yeah. Don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds.
And we can build our dreams
on suspicious.
We can't go on together.
It's right here at WRJN. Oh, yeah, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Just kidding. I'm Cindy Huber. It's great to be with you this morning. Kind of a weird, kind of feels like we could get a storm-type morning, which is perfect for me. And Billy Joel Royal.
Down in the boondocks.
News and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Great to be with you this morning and taking a look at the sky. You know, I'm formerly from Iowa, so, you know, anytime it gets kind of a weird weather type deal, like, for instance, I live in southern Milwaukee County, and I was fine there, and I drove all the way down, got to Route 20, and all of a sudden I get this worse, just this horrible headache. And I'm just like driving around and going, yeah, I bet you there's a storm today. Of course, my back has not confirmed it. You know, when you get to a certain age, your back will tell you, yeah, we're going to rain today. Yep. Nah, thanks, back. You know, somebody asked me once, I said, yeah, I think it's going to rain today. How did you know? You hear that in the weather? No, my back told me.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
my boyfriend's back.
Love, 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 love
solution, cause I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried.
With local news and timeless hits, here's Don McLean.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A biker suffered a broken wrist and road rash after crashing into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County. The crash Friday happened when two sport bikes were reportedly weaving through traffic at speeds of up to 140 miles an hour. One ended up changing lanes and hit the back of a bus. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited for having no insurance and failure to maintain control. There were no kids on the bus. It'll be a hot and humid week of weather. Temps will be reaching the mid to upper 80s with rain chances through Friday. The National Weather Service warns that high dew points will make it feel even hotter, possibly into the 90s. The latest coming up in the forecast. A $100 incentive is in place for people in Racine. The City of Racine's Department of Community Safety wants people to take part in creating a comprehensive safety plan. There's an opportunity for folks to share their perspectives on what safety means to them and how the city can better address their needs. Those taking the online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. There's more on the city's website. There were 24 criminal arrests and 100 county ordinance citations given out during the Country Thunder Music Festival. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says underage alcohol violations topped the list with 54 citations. Disorderly conduct accounted for the highest number of criminal arrests at 10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WRJN.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the
And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
WRJM with local news and timeless hits and Don McLean. They heard a great story about him. This happened years ago. He got on stage and everybody kept yelling, play American Pie, play American Pie. So he did. And then he got up and walked off the stage, and that was the end of the concert. In Mindbenders, Game of Love.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. Come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of love. Love, la, 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 love. It's all. Game of love.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Remember Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, or stand by for news. Yeah, we got them coming up. I think in the next week or so, we're going to start playing the rest of the story. And now Stevie Wonder.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. In touch, but my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm
local news, timeless hits, and the Brewers tonight at 6:35. It's the pregame. Braves at the Brewers tonight. And you can listen live to the pregame show and the game right here at 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and 1400 AM right here on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, general manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Sits right here at WRJN and news. Top of the hour, bottom of the hour. At the top of the hour, we're just minutes away with Stuart J. Waddles and local news and Mike Clemens with sports.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you.
Timeless hits, WRJN. San Francisco.